How's it going, folks? This is Nick Valente, ReviewFix.com, here to discuss the season 5 premiere of Justified, entitled A Murder of Crows. Now we start off with Raylan in court in this season 5 as he's giving testimony about his past run-in with Dewey Crow. Now Crow last season basically was kidnapped and had his kidneys removed, and as a result he wins a settlement of $300,000. So now he's a bit of a big shot, but a goofball at the same time. And we basically pick up where season 4 left off. We have Ava, she's in prison, and Boyd Crowder, played by the talented Walton Goggins. You know him best as Shane Vendrell from The Shield, also an FX show, and a great one at that. So basically, Boyd promises to get his fiance Ava out of prison, and he'll do whatever it takes, even if it's to threaten the family of Judge Bishop if he's assigned the case. At the same night, Boyd is in the middle of a heroin drug deal and basically almost robbed in the process. Now, what's great about this episode is that this is definitely a Boyd Crowder episode. I mean, he's such an interesting character. He goes from bad guy to calm, cool, and collected. You think he's a good guy. Back to bad guy, back to being calm, cool, and collected. So like, his character is basically like a balance beam. It's either up or down. You never know what you're going to get. But in this one, he's all out. I mean, he's ruthless. So while he almost gets mugged by a few men from Detroit, he goes back there, along with Win Duffy, full-time bad guy, and basically also a bit of a drug runner. So they go to Detroit to settle the score. But they run into some trouble there as well. They almost end up getting robbed. And it's interesting, a character who we thought was dead, not going to give anything away, ends up being alive. And then stuff happens there, and they run into two hitmen, I would say. Call themselves the Canadians. One of them is played by none other than Will Sasso, which is pretty interesting. And now back to back at the office where, you know, a big part of the where Justified takes place. It's basically, I wouldn't say the center of the show, but it's where most of the cases are given. We have Art, who's the boss of the federal marshals, Harlan, Kentucky. He assigns Raylan Givens, played by the calm, cool, and collected Timothy Oliphant. He assigns him a case and partners him up with fellow marshal Greg Sutter, played by none other than Anchorman star David Koechner. Now they go to Florida to investigate a case and a potential fugitive. And while they're there, they run into a few members of the Crow family. And one of them is Darryl Crow Jr., played by none other than Michael Rapaport. So what's interesting about the season premiere, the characters, the new characters involved. I mean, you got Michael Rapaport, who is potentially the villain. You also have Will Sasso, which I don't know if he's going to be a regular of the season. I mean, it sure looks that way, so that's pretty interesting as well. And we have David Koechner, who you know him well from Anchorman and The Office. And you partner him up with Raylan Givens, you got a pretty cool tandem. Now, as Rapaport, like the way this show, where this season looks to be headed, is that Rapaport will be headed back to Harlan and wreaking some havoc. But for the most part, this was definitely a Boyd Crowder episode. I mean, you got him locked up in a chokehold. He just turns the tables on you, and he's just ruthless. You know, he fights back, and what's interesting about this episode and potentially the season is we're going to see a whole lot of more of the bad side of Boyd Crowder. The Boyd Crowder we haven't seen yet, and he's such an interesting character because you never know what you're going to get from him. And when you basically get on his bad side, it's bad news for both Raylan Givens and Harlan County. And now he's got nothing to lose except the potential of not getting his fiancée out of prison. Well, with that said, he's got something to fight for. You know, his fiancée's in prison. And it's nothing but vengeance for him here on out. And you see that this episode. So far it's off to a good start. So, Murder of Crows, potentially could be one of the best seasons for Justified. And what's interesting about this episode, this premiere, is you don't see much of Raylan Givens, the main character, played by Timothy Oliphant. This is more of, introducing new characters, sprinkling in Michael Rapaport, which I can't give you much on him as of yet. I mean, he plays the Southerner, I would say not great, but okay. You don't know if he's as ruthless yet, but he does have that bit of a dark side to him. So he does look dangerous. I mean, related to Dewey, who's a bit of a goofball, doesn't really bode well. But there is a scene in this episode where you're like, okay, he's a menacing character, and he's not afraid to kill. So in terms of that aspect, he's a dangerous fellow. But it's a bit of a 50-50 shot of what you get, if you could take him seriously or not. It's too early to tell. But Raylan, back to Raylan. I mean, he is a dad now. But to him, his life is the job. His job, he's U.S. Marshal in Harlan, Kentucky, and He does, there's a nice scene at the end of the episode when he's basically Skyping with his wife and his newborn daughter. So that's a side of Raylan you don't see throughout the episode. He's usually the calm, cool, and collected gunslinger from Kentucky who is basically this generation's Clint Eastwood. But other than that, A Murder of Crows gets off to a good start. It should be an exciting season. And we're ready to go. Here's Justified, Season 5. That's it. I'm Nick Valente, ReviewFix.com. Until next time.